Welcome back to the PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Washington basketball senior, Kaysen Bailey. Kaysen, great to have you back on. Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Kaysen, 7-1 start to the season for the Washington boys basketball team. I want to break down the first half, though. You went into the holiday break 6-1. What was your thoughts in the first several games of the season?
I thought we, you know, played great as a team. One of the things that we try to do every single game is just compete, and that's like starts in practice for us. So I thought 6-1 was a good start to our season.
You had a week of just straight practices, well, a chance to, you know, rest up with the holiday break. So how was that, and how was that week just to focus on yourselves?
The week was great. I think one of the things we kind of talked about was, like, it's kind of a push through a week not having a game, but I was thinking about it, and like that week's big for like postseason, still like trying to get better for the postseason.
You had your first game out from break on Tuesday night at Albia, 79-59 victors. You had a love the team with 28 points. Let's start with a team though, just came out firing offensively. What was really working on that end?
Shots were just falling, to be honest. We have that aggressive mindset, and the first shot started falling, so I don't know, we just kept pushing and it worked out, I guess.
Your shot was definitely falling. 8 of 10 behind the arc. You finished with a game high 28 points. Kaysen, at what point did you realize, okay, it could be one of those nights? Was that pregame warmups? Was it after the first one in? What was your thought process there?
To be honest, I didn't really think about it. I thought about it after, like once I like got subbed out, that's when, or like halftime was when I kind of realized that it was going my way. Did I was kind of playing unconscious.
Did it kind of feel like you're shooting into an ocean?
Yeah, it was kind of just like everything was just kept happening and just shots were falling. So
Right out of break, to really set the tone, how big do you think that win was against a pretty quality Albia team?
Yeah, Albia is a great team, and I think it was big for us just to like get our confidence back after our tough loss against Fort Madison. So, yeah.
Get back into Southeast Conference play Friday against Fairfield. You beat them in a close one early in the season at home. Now you go to their place. Your thoughts on the Trojans, and what's it going to take to come out with the season sweep?
Yeah, Fairfield's a good team, and I think Friday night we just got to just play harder and play our way, play our brand of basketball, and I think the score will take care of itself.
You know, this Demon team is full of seniors in the lineup. You got, you know, Ethan Patterson as a junior, but you guys are full of experienced guys. But you individually, what type of leadership role do you think you have taken on this year?
This year, I've just focused on, like, getting our guys just to, you know, compete and, like, play with the chip on our shoulder. That starts, like I said before, in practice was when, like, being competitive on the most simple drills is what, like, helps us the most. So that's what I try to push our guys.
What part of your game do you think has taken the next step this year?
This year, I'd say probably just, like, my leadership, but also just in general, like, my whole game, because, like, in the summer, that's what we do is we work on our whole game, and so I'd say my whole game.
Well, I know you guys have high hopes for the postseason coming up and another, you know, hopefully a Southeast Conference title. But in order to reach all those goals, what's a key or two for this team?
I think for us it's just playing to our potential. We talked about it a lot in practice, and that if we want to play our potential as a team, we individually have to be the best versions of ourselves, and that's what we're focused on right now. So.
What type of team camaraderie does this squad have? You guys have been playing a long time together. I'm sure it's got to be pretty high.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, to be honest. We're more than just, obviously, more than just on the court. We hang out with each other all the time, play video games together. We're more like a family, you know? So, yeah.
Fun question for you, Kaysen. If you could play one-on-one with anyone, who would that be and why?
This is not original at all, but Michael Jordan, you know, because he's the greatest player of all time. Just to say I played Michael Jordan one-on-one.
All right.
It'd be pretty amazing.
Good answer. You got a pregame superstition?
I didn't do it last night, so maybe I have a new pregame superstition, but I recently would just eat, like, Airheads before the game. I ate like 4 Airheads.
Okay. So maybe now it's 3 Airheads or something. So
yeah.
All right. What's the pregame music look like in the Demon locker room?
In the locker room, we just play a lot of hype music, stuff to get us moving. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We just get hyped before the game, so a lot of hype music.
Before you know it, senior year will be gone. What's next year have in store for you?
Next year, I'll be playing basketball at Northwestern College in Iowa. That's in Orange City, Iowa, so mm-hmm. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, and why did that college seem like the right fit for you?
I just noticed that they really wanted me there, and I was like, I want to play for a school that really wants me, and they have a lot of community support, so that's why, a couple of the reasons why I chose.
Mm-hmm. And have you had a chance to look at the campus? What do you think of Orange City?
Yeah, it's a really nice campus and really nice town. I really enjoyed my visit up there.
Have you thought about your major yet?
I don't have a specific major yet. I'm leaning towards business at this point.
Okay.
Something in business.
Cool. Yeah. Last thing here, Kaysen, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Before the game, we stretch as a team. Away games generally in the locker room, so I just try to get our blood flowing, and that's how we do it. So,
Kaysen, congrats on Tuesday's win, and we'll see you Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Fresh off his 28-point outing against Albia, that's Washington boys basketball player Kaysen Bailey, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We'll close things out on the PM Sports page next. You're listening to AIM.FM KCII.